You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
What the f*** just happened? A lot of cool things happening locally in sports. I don't know what just happened. Halloween, Monday happened, football happened. But what the f*** just happened? Anyway, a lot of cool local things to talk about in sports. The Heat are very good. The Panthers appear to be maybe the best hockey team in the NHL. But I gave Chris Whittingham an opportunity, Mike, last night to say the Canes are back, because it appears that the Miami Hurricanes have found themselves a quarterback. And so, Mike Ryan, I would like to afford you the opportunity for the 1,000,000th time over the last 18 years to tell us whether or not the Canes are indeed back. They did find themselves a little quarterback, though, Michael.
Yeah, I think the quarterback discussion is more interesting than the Canes are back. I kind of feel like you're making fun of me when you're asking me a stupid-ass question like that.
No, why?
They're not back. It's good to beat two ranked teams for the first time back-to-back in 4 years. That's nice. It's good to see players have pride and are playing hard. I'm not necessarily sure they're playing for Manny or they're just playing for their pride, but it's good to see. I'm not exactly enthused by the talk that Manny Diaz has saved his job. I think that's all conjecture, and let's see where we're at the end of the year. But it's good to see the Miami Hurricanes playing well, and yeah, you're right. Tyler Van Dyke is absolutely exciting. I told you when we saw him in practice.
Right.
He was very good.
You're close. You want to say they're back. Like, you want to say, yeah, you do.
You took what I said, and
right.
You only heard that I want to say the Canes are back?
Yeah.
No, this is as upset with the Miami Hurricanes program this Manny Diaz era, because I mean, just dating back to the FIU loss, I've wanted change. So I'm enthused to see players playing hard and certain position groups playing well, but I actually take what's happened recently as confirmation that Manny Diaz really botched the start of this season, because what's bailing him out here, what's actually getting results, is what I was screaming from the mountaintops at the beginning, which is play the best players,
right?
Play the kids. You keep telling us how great the last two recruiting classes are. Play them. There was nobody on this team that was an upperclassman that deserved to play based off of just, I've been here. There wasn't anybody particularly great. Bubba Bolden shouldn't have been starting at safety for this team. He was picked on last year, but he got ACC honors and he was just there. Next level, he's a linebacker. He should have been playing linebacker the entire time, and he should have been playing Williams at safety.
But Bubba Bolden just sounds like a name of a guy that should be good, though. I get why they started him just because of his name.
Right. That's
Bubba.
Fair.
It's a football name.
Yeah.
Did it feel good, though, to upset Pitt after they upset Miami season a couple years ago?
No, there's no level of payback there. This is just running the clock out. I hope they don't lose to Georgia Tech, but the Manny Diaz sort of story arc down here at Miami probably says he'll lose a very disappointing conference game coming up here. And if you look at the schedule, there's a couple of those games that you would circle and say, well, if he loses that's a big time problem,
right? But he's got a quarterback, Mike. Like, he's got a good young
quarterback last year.
I know, but Mike, doesn't he get credit for recruiting that quarterback? Like he said,
Van Dyke,
did he recruit him?
I have to check. I think so. Yeah, Tyler Van Dyke was going to Miami regardless. You could have put a mop there. Tyler Van Dyke has been committed to the University of Miami for years. He's been going to games as a little kid.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, if Manny Diaz, as poorly as he's coached, if he's the guy that recruited the quarterback, that got the quarterback that could save his job, right?
I mean, he got De'Aaron King in the transfer portal. That was a major win.
I understand that.
He got Jake Garcia. He has a very good quarterback room.
Okay, so if he has an ability
What are we doing here? Again,
I'm asking you a question. Hold on a second.
It's not all about the quarterbacks. Right now, Manny Diaz is actually showing that he can learn from his mistakes. These are mistakes that should have been made at a job like Temple.
Right.
The fact that he has a good quarterback does nothing for me. He had a good quarterback last year.
But But you said yourself, like, they were a win away from, in that North Carolina game, from getting to an Orange Bowl.
And they lost 62-26.
But this year, De'Ara King started the first month of the year pretty poorly, and it seems fairly evident that he should not have been playing at any point. He's 9 months off an ACL, and they couldn't move the ball. Yeah. Now Tyler Van Dyke is in, and they can move the ball. Like, their offense is good.
They're going downfield. Tyler Van Dyke is going downfield, and actually the book on him was that he was, even though he had the arm for it, he was a little bit more careful. I love that he's unleashing. And how can you not really gravitate towards that size, that skill set? I mean, he's got pro measurables. He was throwing some dimes down the field. He's an exciting player. Miami is very well positioned for this next coach that comes in next season.
Well, what I'm asking is, Mike, part of the job is the ability to recruit, and it appears that he's good at that portion of the...
Does it?
Well, I'm basing
because he's got the 60th ranked recruiting class right now.
Hold on. I'm basing it off of what you've told me. That
he had two good classes.
He's got a good quarterback room is what you just told me.
Yeah, but this is college football. You got to stop doing the thing where the quarterback's the only thing that matters. It's very singular focus with you. There's an entire team here to worry about. And while there's young players on this team making contributions that you can build around, getting a 60th ranked class can absolutely nuke the positive traction that you have right now.
I'm with you, Stugatz. I think they're back.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to say that they're back.
I think they're back. And furthermore, if I'm going to read between the lines, I think, if anything, UM now has a leg up because they got Manny. They got him his growing pain years. They didn't need him to go to Temple. He's figured it out, and now he's here. And he's learned his lessons.
So the barometer is just eke out a couple one-score victories against two ranked
ACC opponents.
Teams.
A ranked opponent
on the road. I mean, you guys told me. I said Pitt wasn't very good. You guys told me Pitt was good.
The ACC is a tire fire.
That Why aren't safety they ranked at anymore? The end of the game should have counted. I'm not a Pitt fan. I would like to stake that claim boldly here. I do not claim Pitt. I actually despise Pitt football, but I do have like a weird...
Strong.
Soft spot for them because a lot of my family members went to Pitt, but I hate
thing to despise.
So you despise them, but you have a soft spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't. Yes. You can't really square that circle.
It can't be both. I mean, it cannot.
It is.
But it can't be.
But the safety should have counted.
Miami had some tough breaks earlier in the season. Some of the breaks are evening out, and we'll see. If I told you, if they win out, it's an 8-win season for Manny Diaz, and they win the bowl game. That's not a great season considering the expectations. If he loses another game, 7 wins in year 3 is a disaster.
Right.
And I don't want to lose the plot here just because they come on a little stronger later in the season. If I tell you in a vacuum, Manny Diaz has 7 wins in year 3.
Sure.
That's a backslide for this program, and he's got to go. So I am happy, once again, that the University of Miami is winning games. I'm certainly happy that they have a quarterback that you can get excited about, and maybe some of the question marks about what happens with when De'Ara King leaves, maybe we can turn the volume down on that. But this is just a pointless exercise for me. We're just running the clock out here.
You're convinced that Manny Diaz is he's not a good head coach. He's not the head coach for the Miami Hurricanes.
I'm not going to say Manny Diaz isn't a good coach. I actually think he can be a good coach if he just develops a little bit more. And that was my whole beef here. When you bring him in, I don't know, this is like a broken record. I kind of feel like people are making fun of me to my face.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm asking you, I was thinking about this over the weekend. I'm asking you a very serious question. Like, he recruited what appears to be a very good young quarterback. Should he be afforded the opportunity to coach the guy that he recruited for the next couple of years? I know there's more. I know there's more.
They gave up 587 yards to Pitt.
Guys, I get all of it, but that quarterback could fix a lot of your problems, regardless of who the coach is. That's all I'm saying.
This is college football. You can have bad.
Why are we yelling at each other?
But shouldn't we hold it against Manny that, like, if this quarterback is so good, why wasn't he starting sooner?
Problem with the quarterback. It's college football. This isn't the pros. Josh Allen was a very good, highly touted prospect.
Right.
Wyoming was no good. There's more to it than the quarterback. There's a program that you have to build. This program, if you pay attention to all the signs that matter, everything is on a very shaky foundation right now. The recruiting is a huge red flag. It's terrible. And everybody is pointing to the uncertainty in this athletic department. You don't know if Blake James is going to be here. You don't know if Manny Diaz is going to be here. Therefore, no recruits want to sign up for that. Unless they're just married to the brand.
Like, that's not on Manny, though. I mean, Manny can't make those decisions.
It is on, well, the uncertainty.
Fire him or keep him.
No,
make the decision.
No, but the uncertainty
around him is not. No, but on the uncertainty.
Yes, he is, because he lost the games.
Right. The uncertainty is born out of losing to FIU and Louisiana Tech.
Right.
And entering this season in a perilous position and then getting hammered by Alabama and then losing a couple more bad games as well.
But those two bad games, the Virginia game and the North Carolina game, Miami was like right there at the end. Those could have been wins. And then your only losses are to Alabama and Michigan State, who's undefeated now.
Yeah. No, a lot of people are doing this. I'm not.
You won't do it.
A lot of people are like, wow, if you made that kick against Virginia, you'd be right there and you'd be controlling your own destiny. And one of, and this is saying something, the worst coastals I've ever seen. This is really bad.
Right.
And I actually look at the landscape in college football and pro football. This is always kind of what you envision when great quarterbacks would leave. And Clemson had that kind of run with Deshaun Watson to Trevor Lawrence. And you realize that, okay, maybe they're not like Alabama.
You left that Kelly Bryant in between.
Yeah, Kelly Bryant had a decent year.
Right.
Alabama is the outlier historically. That's very difficult to maintain. It's like a Category 5 hurricane. Eventually, they burn out and have to recharge. That's what's happening with Clemson. That's what's happening with the AFC. The AFC is fun as hell this season, but I'm not exactly sure if there's a really good team in the AFC.
The Titans top it at 6-2.
Yeah, the Titans.
The Raiders are in second at 5-2.
That would be if the playoffs started on Saturday. The Browns had an AFC path to the Super Bowl that had them going through Vegas and Cincinnati. I was feeling really good about my chances. About 12 hours later, the season feels over. It is the AFC without Brady and Manning. This is what you always envisioned. And I will turn my attention, and trust me, this is not me deflecting on Miami. They won, for Christ's sakes. But I want to turn my attention to the Miami Dolphins, because this is a hugely disappointing season, obviously. I don't understand if they were that good last year, because it doesn't make sense to me. If they were 10-6 last year, right? They were 10-6 last year, miss the playoffs because of a tiebreaker. They added talent to the offense. They haven't worked out, but they did add talent with Jalen Waddle, Will Fuller. I know Devontae Parker's been hurt, but I mean,
well,
they're
so
missing
Fuller. Fuller hasn't played. Yeah.
Kyle Van Noy from last year.
Right.
They're not Eric Flowers. To me, Eric Flowers isn't the difference between 10-6 and 1-7. What happened here?
Well, I'm amazed. Whittingham had a glorious rant last night after the Dolphin game, after the 4 o'clock games, about the Dolphins. But I am amazed by the amount of people who are telling me that what they could hang their hat on with this coaching staff was that they were going to be a disciplined football team. And they are not. They are the furthest thing from a disciplined football team. They can't get set up. They make countless just blunders on a weekly basis that leave you perplexed as a Dolphin fan. And I cannot believe we've arrived at this place this quickly with Brian Flores, where it seems like Dolphin fans want to fire the guy.
Witty fired him last night.
I know. I have friends who are sending me texts. He's got to go.
On Halloween, Witty.
I know.
Him.
Very rude.
I didn't fire him. I said it might be time for him to go.
Right.
You said he should go.
Now, Chris, I know you're a Chargers fan now. They haven't won since you become a Charger fan. But I am wondering, as a former Dolphin fan, how do you feel about all this?
I'm sticking it out with the Chargers, by the way. People are coming after me saying that I should, you know, I've ruined them. Apparently, the Chargers have a bad history. Look, man, I don't know. People are still doing the thing with Tua where people are saying they're doing the kind of thing that you're doing with the quarterbacks for Miami. They're like, oh, right. Tua's okay, though. But the defense is supposed to be good. I have no idea. The defense is basically, like Mike said, they lost Kyle Van Noy.
That game was a lot closer than the final score.
Yeah. All their games have been. They're kind of in all these games. It's. This league is weird. Can't the answer to your question just be this league is weird?
The league is weird. And it was really weird.
This league is weird.
The league is weird. But you're weird.
I'm with you. Yes.
But the Miami Dolphins are bad.
Yes.
But it's not all on Tua.
No.
We can agree on all of this.
I agree.
We're all agreeing today.
We all love Tua.
Oh, no. Witty disagrees.
We all love Tua.
Love Tua.
No, Witty hates Tua. Witty hates Tua.
Witty hates Tua.
And Coach Flo.
Tell you what. If the Deshaun Watson stuff is true, and they trade for him, I still hope Tua is here and Tua still starts over Deshaun Watson. Wow. No matter what, Deshaun Watson would be a mighty fine back.
I have a question that I know isn't going to be received well. Wow. It's never a good start. I was looking at some numbers, and I realized there were some missed games. If Tua and Baker switch positions, how do you think Tua would do in Cleveland?
Wow.
I mean, he was hurt this year, too, so we'd see a lot of Case Keenum. Are we just saying, like, if they're both healthy? Because I think part of what's going on with Baker, too, is that injury. Baker's not rolling out for whatever reason. I don't know if defenses are just taking away the rolling out, but the offense doesn't have any explosive passing plays because when Baker is in the pocket, he is very ordinary. He misses high. All the big passes for this offense come with rolling Baker out. Either they're choosing not to do it, because I want to protect the quarterback's shoulder, or defenses are taking that away. Baker is very ordinary right now with this injury. I don't see a difference.
But he doesn't have to be more than that.
I think so.
He does. I mean, he does. Like, I mean, yeah, when they all the good teams on their schedule that they've played, Pittsburgh, Arizona, like they've needed more from Baker.
Yep.
And their record. I mean, they've played some of the best teams in the league, and so Cleveland need something more if they're going to beat the best teams in the league and advance in the playoffs.
I think the question he's bringing up is, what would Cleveland look like with an accurate? Because I think if you could say anything about Tua, he seems to be relatively accurate.
Right.
He might, his decision making is not always great, but he does seem to throw the ball where he wants it to. So I think what Billy was kind of saying is, if you put Tua in a situation with, like, Cleveland's a much better team than the Dolphins. So I just think that's what he was asking.
Are the Browns a quarterback away? Is essentially what Billy is asking. Well,
not that. What was Billy asking?
I don't know.
Lots of opinions.
So, I mean, in the middle of, like, so the Dolphins start games really well.
Yes.
Yeah. So they
played well yesterday.
No, they didn't, Stugatz.
No, they did.
They were three and out three times in a row in the second half.
They were in that game on the road at Buffalo. Very difficult place to play. Very difficult team to play against.
Bogus touchback, nine-point swing.
Like, listen, you can talk about Flores, and he's lost the team, lost the locker room, and a lot of Dolphin fans are. He didn't lose that defense. That defense played very, very well yesterday.
Okay, they've also been in the bottom three of the NFL in third down conversions against all season long, when that's not who they've been. They're not turning opponents over nearly as much as they did last year, which is really the biggest difference between last year and this year, and we know that that is not sustainable in the NFL. They turned opponents over 29 times last year. That is not sustainable. But if you look, so the Dolphins start well. They go down, they should kick a field goal. Jason Sanders misses an extra point length field goal that he normally makes. Then they go punt, field goal, and then here's the middle of the game. It's always in the middle of the game. Punt, fumble, three and out, three and out, three and out. And by the time they get the ball back in order to try and get back into the game, it's a two-score game. The Dolphins always do well when they're down by two scores. That's not the point. The point is in the middle of the game when it's being decided, heading towards the fourth quarter, is your offense moving and generating touchdowns? And they don't. They don't. It's because they need to do 12-play drives in order to move the ball because they don't have any deep threat. And that has to fall somewhat on the quarterback. It falls on everyone. It falls on the skill guys. It falls on the coaching staff. It falls on how they built this team. But in the middle of games, they cannot score.
But what do you do with this? Devontae Parker hurt. Fuller hasn't really played.
Parker's always been hurt.
And Jaylen Waddle was also injured. Like, what do you do with that? Like, he's had Mike Gesicki essentially to him, you know?
He's been great.
Well, except Thank for that God. One play yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was weird.
That was that idiotic. Motion.
Yeah, that just jumped off the screen. Bad team. Bad.
Right, exactly.
That's what a bad team does.
You're 3-3 with less than 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Right.
A decent team goes into halftime at 6-3.
Right.
A good team goes in at 10-3. And instead you have a snap come off your tight end's leg.
Who, by the way, everyone was praising as the only one that knew what was going on offense.
Yeah. And I still think that, by the way.
I maintain that, too. Yeah.
I still think he's the only one that knows.
That's
supposed
more of
to,
an indictment on everybody else at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guard telling the center to snap it when Gesicki's got to roll back the other way. The play was clear from the motion to the left and come back to the right.
Yeah.
He's got to start going back to the right before you snap it.
Yeah, I don't think Gesicki meant to run into the snap.
No.
Yeah, that's not
unless they practiced it like that and he picked it up and ran it in.
A little fumble rooski?
Yeah.
That went wrong?
Bunch of glass half empty people in here today. Why don't we look at the fact that the Dolphins lost to the Bills by 35 the first time and only by 15 this time.
This is crazy.
20-point improvement.
Yeah, Mike Ryan is miserable. I know the Browns lost to the Steelers is a terrible loss, but he cares about the Canes deeply. All I asked him is if he had a quarterback.
Yeah, and they won.
That's not all you asked
big
me.
Win.
That's not all you
he had a big
me.
Win. I was
big
happy
win.
For you.
Yeah.
You asked me. You started with a patronizing is the U back.
I was giving you an opportunity to get ahead of the game and be the guy that calls them back and be right. That's all.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
I've never seized on the opportunity to say that you is back too soon.
Right. I mean, you're setting him up. You want him to say they're back after beating Pitt.
After beating
the number 17 team in the country.
A Heisman hopeful.
You guys are patronizing.
I had an argument last week with Dan and Mike about whether or not Pitt was good. I said they weren't good. Those guys said they're good. They went on the road and beat a very good team. I mean,
yeah. On Halloween.
Exactly right. It has nothing to do with anything.
We're not getting off to a good start where it's just like every single conversation with me. No, it's just you're patronizing me.
I'm not patronizing you.
Yes, you are. When you start, hey, Mike, the U is back, I feel like, okay, we're starting here.
No, what I was doing was giving you the opportunity to take a page out of the Stugatz playbook, you say they're back and they're not back. Who the hell cares in the grand scheme of things? You say they're back and they're actually back. Boom.
Some people could say the season's been saved. They were looking at, they were 2-4 and then come back. It could have been horrible from there.
Right.
Back to back ranked teams, two big wins, 4-4.
But I swear, I did not come in here with the intention to patronize you. I gave Whittingham the opportunity to say the Canes were back last night. He did not because he's nuanced and he's not.
Why
me.
Not?
Because
they're
he's not
4-4.
Yeah, but they were 2-4 two games ago. But
they could win the Coastal.
Undefeated the last two games.
They could win the Coastal, but more importantly,
what if they win the ACC? Let's go crazy.
I mean,
what if they win the ACC?
Manny Diaz statue
something
tomorrow.
That hasn't been done yet.
I didn't even
by
consider
this
the. I mean, they could.
They could. That's what I'm saying.
They probably have to be.
This could be the most successful season they've had since 2002.
Chris, here's the problem. Mike legitimately thinks I'm making fun of him and patronizing him, and I'm not. They could win the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
They could. But
what does that mean?
It means they won their conference.
Okay, but you've lost four games. From winning.
It doesn't matter.
At home to Virginia.
Whitty, from where
just
they...
Just win the last one.
From where they were a couple of weeks ago, to find a quarterback and win that conference, that would say something.
But they're not going to. Like, all evidence suggests
they could.
They'll lose at Duke. Mm-hmm. They'll lose at home to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Like, they're not winning out.
They could, though.
They won't.
They could also finish last.
One of the major signs you have to look for the Hurricanes being patronized is when Billy's on Team Canes. Yeah. That's like a big sign.
No, it's that everybody's a Debbie
That's
Downer
when anyone's
today.
Getting patronized.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Billy, I had a great sports weekend.
See?
Like one of the best of the entire year.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to bring it up.
Why?
Mike's sitting right next to me.
Oh.
But between Notre Dame and the Steelers,
it was
a big weekend for Jess.
Yeah.
And I made some apple cider muffins to celebrate.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Apple cider muffins.
You want one, Cody?
Mike, I swear I'm not trying to do that to you.
All right, cool.
It's one bites.
It might feel like it because Billy's involved.
Really two bites, Billy.
I'm trying to help you, Stugatz, because by the way, I don't see how your voice is going to last 4 hours today. So
what
I'm
do you
trying
mean?
To, well, you sound horrible.
My voice feels great. I mean, it really does.
That can't be.
You opened your mouth when you sat down and a frog came out.
You
like
said,
the first thing out of your mouth.
Well, Monday after Halloween, those kind of things happen.
What did you
Halloween
that made your...
Smoked a lot of weed.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
Jess, you called this a two-biter?
I think it's a two-biter.
I think you can do that in one. There you go.
One biter for Cody. There's a lot of cinnamon on them, and the cinnamon can dry out your mouth a little.
Yeah.
They are gluten-free.
These are delightful.
How do you take the gluten out of them?
I just have like gluten-free flour blends that I use.
By the way, Halloween now.
Very good.
Those are one-biters, by the way.
What?
What do you mean not exciting?
No, I said it's not what it used to be. We can get to that later.
Well, what happened?
No, we'll get to that later.
It's everything that it used to be.
No, it's not.
It's the same exact thing that it used to be.
Disagree.
Well, I want to hear this. How did Halloween change? How has it changed?
Trick-or-treating, not what it used to be. I don't see the trick-or-treaters out. Lots of houses not opening the doors.
But that changes by neighborhood, right?
Yes.
Neighborhoods go through phases.
Yeah, swings.
I think COVID probably has something to do with it, no?
I listen.
You didn't have to go there.
Well, I did. No. I mean, it has. That's probably the reason.
There are definitely neighborhoods though that start off as kid friendly neighborhoods, but I think they grow up and then I think there's empty nester neighborhoods,
right?
Where there's just like not their parents are just not into Halloween, but they haven't moved yet. You're not yet at retirement stage. You know?
Nah, it's not about them though. It's about the kids.
I agree. I think every house is responsible for upholding the Halloween tradition.
Social responsibility.
I agree.
I saw an uptick, and this is probably because of COVID, in people sitting out front this year doing that move.
My family did that.
I like the knock. I don't like if you're just sitting in the driveway, but I did a lot of it yesterday, and I was fine with it. So I'm the opposite of Billy. I had a good time this Halloween.
Really?
The doorbell also, if you have a pet, it just drives you crazy because you bark the whole time.
You don't ring the door. You knock.
If you have a dog, right? you have to sit outside. If you have a dog, you have to sit outside, right? That's a rule, correct?
Unless you live somewhere cold. This is the thing about Halloween here.
By the way, it's freezing
here.
Today.
Yes, it is freezing. It was 69 degrees when I woke up this morning. Nice.
Witty.
You were saying?
I wore pants first time in months. I don't know what I was saying, Stugatz.
You were talking about
the
dog
and
sitting outside.
In some places it's cold and you can't sit outside for 4 hours.
I thought Halloween felt the same to me. Like, I enjoy big drink. I set the table up outside. I put some music on. The kids come by. I give them candy.
Ooh, what's your Halloween playlist? Do you have a special playlist or it's just your normal music? Like Monster Mash, is that playing at all?
No, I have the Philadelphia show, Halloween show from 1988. Grateful Dead. Loser. I think Samson and Delilah. A little Scarlet Fire.
How loud are we at? What volume number are we at?
We're at a pretty good volume. Again,
do the neighbors hate you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They do. That was a dumb question.
I don't believe that.
Why?
You seem like a nice neighbor.
No, but the blasting of that music, and I'm sure it's going on at all hours.
I do blast the music, yeah.
When you partake, are you like outside playing the music loud, or like in a garage? Like, does everybody hear every time you're celebrating?
Well, not every time, but the neighbor to my right, because I'm in... Where I park my golf cart is in the garage that's closest to his house.
You have multiple garages?
I have a third car garage. Oh. For the golf cart.
Of course.
I do. I hate saying that. Thanks for putting me in that spot.
Well, no, because you said I park in the garage closest to him, which, you know, I had to ask, are there multiple garages?
Are you asking me if the neighbor can hear me partaking every single time I partake?
Yeah, if everybody knows what you're up to every time you're up to it.
He does.
Your whole neighborhood knows.
Is it always the same? Is it always the same show?
You're probably right. No, it's not always the same show.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, this is Halloween, Philadelphia, 19, whatever you said. And other times it's like, oh, this is Red Rock.
It's a
2004.
Well, it's a former. It's a show that the Dead played on Halloween back in the 80s. So that's why I listened.
Is it different than any other Dead show? Like, is it something that makes it Halloween other than they did it on Halloween?
They just did it on Halloween.
So you're the only one that knows this is a Halloween playlist.
I am the only one who knows. Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to have secrets by yourself.
Thank you. I have plenty.
Really?
Yes, I do. But I enjoy. Like, what are the shutdown rules for Halloween? When you are right now, Whittingham, we discovered last night, has no time for Halloween. He's never been to a Halloween party.
That's not true. You've never been to a Halloween party?
No.
Have you ever worn a costume?
When I was a teenager.
What? That's the, what? 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 Teen, what? What?
Does that
year?
Really surprise you, Billy?
What number? Yeah, what number?
What do you mean, what number?
What number teenager?
Like 13?
Oh, the worst. You didn't have like a Halloween like 18, 19?
No.
Oh, you missed out on Halloween.
Oh, what did I miss out on?
Candy. Halloween.
Halloween.
Candy is the least of what's going on.
Right.
Baby.
Whoa.
Dirty Billy.
You're never like a slutty referee.
Whoa. Yes, I was wearing crop tops.
I could see you being a slutty librarian, Witty.
Ooh.
Couldn't you see Witty
it's
with the glasses?
His tie is like pulled down slightly.
Yeah.
The top button slightly open.
Whittingham, do you even leave a bowl of candy at where you live? You live in an apartment building,
yeah,
right?
I live in an apartment building. So I told you last night, I got candy for the first Halloween that I lived there.
Right.
But nobody came.
Right.
And so I had to eat all this candy by myself over the course of several months.
Okay.
So that sounds horrible.
No, it was awful.
So you never got candy.
Couple of months. Wait, how did Halloween candy last you months?
So I got like 55 of like the mini bars.
55 in the last few months? That's like by Wednesday that's gone.
I mean,
I've had 4 Kit Kats this morning.
I don't want to balloon 30 pounds just polishing off my own Halloween candy.
This is the one morning of the year, though, you feel okay eating a Snickers at like 8 a.m., though, right?
Did you have one? Put it on the poll.
Really?
Is this the one?
I have Butterfingers in my pocket.
It's the one morning.
Put it on the poll. Is the morning after Halloween the one morning a year it's okay to eat a Snickers at 8
Wait, you've never tried Butterfingers?
Yes. I'm with you, Chris, by the way. Yeah.
How does this keep happening?
This is so exciting.
Can you tell us which candies you have eaten, other than the five that you
drafted? Now he's just doing it. I feel like now he's just
doing it. He's doing this so we bring him candy.
I've never had this candy.
Yeah.
I've never had a Butterfinger before.
Get out of here.
Have you ever looked at a costume and thought that, like, okay, you didn't celebrate Halloween.
Yeah.
Did you look at the revelers and think, wow, I wish I was part of that? And
no,
I could have been.
I do not wish I was the 2 millionth person that was Ted Lasso this weekend.
Yeah, a bit overdone this year.
I mean, I don't need to wear a blue sweater with a fake mustache like everyone else.
But you didn't like look at the parties and think, wow, that looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not this year, like as a, you know, a youth.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, that would have been something that seemed fun, but
yeah,
you know,
so why not?
The opportunity never arose.
Oh, this is sad now.
He's got
we need
no
to
time
make next
it.
Year a big Halloween for
I
you.
I would love nothing more than to throw a huge Halloween
Same.
Party next yes. year and invite everyone here, including Whittingham,
yes.
to make him dress up as sexy Il Chiringuito.
Yes. Wait, guys, this is very important, and let's mark this on the calendar, and let's loop in Hildy to make sure it
okay.
happens.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to happen
What
now.
Year were you 21?
2013.
All right, guys, next year for Halloween, we are going to have a 2013 Halloween party.
Yes.
We need to look and see what was popular in 2013. Will be those costumes. It's going to be Witty's
we'll be like,
big
we'll be
day.
Like the guy who did that Gangnam Style song or something like that.
Psy, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know about
Wait,
yeah.
well, he was canceled?
Well, they started looking into him more.
I think he was canceled. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
We're all
going
to dress up as characters from Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent.
Can we choose your costume for you since we're going to throw the party for you?
I mean, within reason?
No. Without...
Do I get approval?
No.
No. Come on.
Are you going to try a Butterfinger?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if 8:50 in the morning is the time to do that.
It's a little late.
I want you. It is late. I want you to try it and break it down for us. Yes, on Halloween morning.
Yeah, the day after Halloween. Yeah,
it's a little sugar rush.
Let's try it here.
Be careful. It's a little messy, just so you know.
It might be a little spicy.
Billy, I like when they're a little melted, the Butterfinger.
It's a messy bite, the Butterfinger.
It is.
I don't like it. You may have to make an appointment with the orthodontist after this. Yeah.
Messy bite. Yep.
Somebody that came by.
Look at the peanut
His
butter.
First bite ever.
Butterfinger. Unbelievable.
So he's gonna break it down.
What
he gave
mess.
Like a so-so nod.
You got crumbs all over.
Not for me.
Yeah. Oh,
not for
finish
you.
It, though.
Not great. Yeah, I'll finish it, but it's not great.
It's a two biter.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is very flaky.
Butterfingers are flaky.
It just wants to be a Reese's peanut butter cup, and it just never will be.
Well, no, because it's a peanut butter brittle. It's a different thing.
It's like a Clark bar. Have you tried a Clark bar?
No.
No.
Very
no.
flaky. Same thing. Same really? Exact
it's
concept.
It's a better name, the Clark bar.
Yeah, it's kind
it
of
does,
lame.
It does, yeah. Butterfinger is a much better name.
And then Bart Simpson was attached to it for a while, and I was like, whoa, this is cool. Did you ever watch The Simpsons, Woody?
Yeah.
What was like the South Park? What was like the...
I was a Family Guy kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never did... I mean, my brother was more The Simpsons guy.
Let's call him.
All right, you 2003 Halloween party. You can be
13.
Sexy. Sorry, 2013 Halloween party. You could be sexy Stewie.
Ooh,
that's your costume.
Wow, just the
nice.
Diaper to start,
but the football shaped head.
Yeah, he stole that from Hey Arnold, huh?
I guess so.
Never thought about it. But I'm going to look for a costume for you.
Whittingham, you do live in a building where kids do not trick or treat. Like, I love that you have completely distanced yourself.
You live in a
building
where there are no kids.
What? Yeah, what's the age demographic of your building?
The age there is like...
got to be like
the median age is on the brink of retirement Canadians in November.
That's a good place to be, though.
If you don't like Halloween.
Well, yeah, if you don't like a scandal.
Right.
But on Halloween, you want a little more scandal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind if I lived in a little bit more of a neighborhood.
You went to UM. You never went to, like, the Grove for Halloween?
No.
Oh, the Grove.
How?
Wow. You missed out, man.
The Grove on Halloween is, like, legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably at homework.
Woody was probably working one of his, like, several jobs that got him to where he is now,
not
so young in his career. He was working so hard to be so successful.
I was working a lot back then. I was probably, like, I probably had a board op shift for Frito's show that night.
Mike nodded his head about the Halloweens in Coconut Grove. I lived there for 2 years. Yeah. Cafe Iguana, like, at Beach Place was a good Halloween spot. Like, why did you nod your head with a big smile? The Canes are back?
No. When the Canes are back, when the Grove on Thursdays popping.
They killed the Grove, though.
They did.
I mean, when your feet don't stick to the ground anymore, no thank you, Coconut Grove.
It started with Moe's being gone, and then it just every domino started to fall after that. Oh, God, Moose Juice.
I heard there's a Flanagan's in the Grove that
there is.
We may
there
be is. Visiting.
Yeah, but it's not in like the you yeah. have to walk out of the way, so
it's
far
off the
away
strip
the
a bit.
Yes.
That's where you would park for Halloween at the Grove.
Yeah, you'd have
yeah.
to hoof it.
You'd have to walk, yeah, at least 14, 15 miles.
And you would end there. The night there, right? That's where, I mean, all good nights in the Grove ended at Flanagan's,
no.
I feel like.
No, no,
bad
no.
Nights.
You start your nights at
Johnny
at the
Rockets?
Grove.
I'm saying where it ends.
No.
No?
Every night ends
milkshake?
At every night
get the large
at
and it's a wild one?
Every night get some food that sops it up, you know?
Are you saying every good night ends at the tavern or just every night?
Every Grove night, you would make your way through it. It would be, it depends on where you start. Yeah. Some people would start at
the circuit.
Bar. Yeah, you'd run the circuit. Yeah. You'd go to Sandbar, Barracuda, Tavern, Moe's. Or you'd want to close... You want to close?
Yeah, Green Street
Fat
is where
Tuesday
you would.
Yeah. Too? Fat Tuesday. Too?
I feel like we're doing this thing again
boardwalk,
that Mike did with the tailgating. Like every city has a place that they think is their Grove. Like you know what I mean? Like every city has like our downtown. Like you
no,
know?
Miami has a million places. I don't have to convince a nation that Miami is a decent nightlife town.
No,
there was a good. There was what the Grove had. No one else has been able to replicate, which was just a college type atmosphere, college bars. Nowhere else in Miami can you get that, really. So that's all I'm talking about. There's plenty of places in Miami.
Sandbar every year for their anniversary before that John Taffer came and
ruined
it.
Everything.
Sandbar would come and they would fill their entire bar with like 4 feet deep sand. It was absurd. It was disgusting.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Every year on their anniversary, they filled the bar with sand.
Sandbar is leaning heavily into the nostalgia, which is, hey, you
now?
Used to come here. Back in like 2007.
No, and then the Hot Rock came in.
Well, the Hot Rock, but they blew it out. But now they're back to, hey, we're old Sandbar to the point that they just play football games.
Did they bring back
the
lifeguard chair?
No.
Oh, then it's not the same.
But they just play Hurricanes games from when the Hurricanes were good on the TV.
You know what was ridiculous about Sandbar?
They do.
Do they really?
Yeah, I was there. They were playing a Sugar Bowl where we beat the Gators, and it was on tape. And what the coolest part about it was they kept the game with the commercials.
Wow.
As it, yeah, and this was when HD was first coming out. So there was a commercial for Sears where they were promoting HD television. And basically, this family just walks up to this square television and it says HDTV, and they get sucked into the TV.
Wow.
And it's this immersive world.
The HDTV multiverse.
Yeah, that's how they were trying to explain HDTV to a bunch of standard deaf people watching the Sugar Bowl in 2000. Sears.
Are you guys Sears or JCPenney people?
Sears.
Do I have to Burdines.
Sears.
Really?
Oh, Burdines.
Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Why do you have to choose one, though? I mean, can't...
Well, no, you don't have to, but it's like your preference, like
no,
Burger King, McDonald's,
I think you do, though.
Pepsi, Coke, stuff like that.
JCPenney's a Florida store.
Is it really?
Was it Burdines?
I might have been
Burdines was assumed by Macy's.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was
sad.
Dayland has never been the same.
I agree.
Really? Yeah. Dadeland, yeah, it's had a bit of a resurgence.
Yeah, it's not my Dadeland.
No, it's definitely not. There's a Tesla store with Teslas inside the store.
That's right. What?
Yeah, indoors.
Really?
Yeah, people go in and they pretend like they're going to buy a Tesla. They play around with the car and then they leave. Really? Yeah, Tony so does do it
I.
all the time.
So do I. At Aventura Mall, they have the Tesla store.
And you just go in and you like pretend to be interested?
I love popping the hood that's a trunk.
Really?
It's the best.
Has it become the new sharper image from the
state? It has.
They closed the sharper image
100%.
Recently.
And there's also...
Wait,
they
it's
have,
retail only now? You can only get it online now? I'm sorry. Retail's closed. The store's closed?
I mean, I don't know the specifics of it. I just know I went to where there used to be sharper images. They're no longer there. Also, the Disney store, not in existence anymore.
What?
At Dadeland or Miami International Mall. I tried to go there to get my daughter a Halloween costume. We were there. We were all excited. We took her to the mall. First trip to the mall. We were all masked up. It was a whole ordeal. And then we got there. And we're like, wait a minute. This store's gone. So then I start looking it up on the phone. I'm like, yeah, these closed like 2 months ago. And I was like, should have done this before I left the house. Should have called. You knew that, Tony?
No.
Oh.
Well, where did you get her costume?
We had to order it online.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a dicey situation. Got here in time, though. Thanks for asking.
Can confirm that Sharper Image is still an online
there
shopping
you go.
Vehicle.
The Sharper Image was, yeah, like the store that you go to and not really buy anything. But
yeah,
all the
cinema massage chair.
Just for the chair.
That's Touchstone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the same type of store.
They have those at the
store.
Airport still.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Scam?
Why is this scam?
Really? Everything broke. What were we doing to them?
I'm going to have another one of these muffins. They're really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Back to Sandbar for a minute.
And then I just saw your IG story of how you made the muffins and made me want to eat.
Oh, you made a story?
I did make a story.
How'd you make them? You put them in the
oven? I thought about making a TikTok. No, I did. I should have made a TikTok, but I mean, they're apple cider donut muffins. I don't have my donut rings with me, so I had to make them mini muffins.
Oh, gosh. When's your birthday? Maybe we got some donut rings.
Well, actually, today's my half birthday.
Oh, no. Don't know.
If you know what your half birthday is.
Well, you asked when my birthday was, so it kind of...
What are the odds that we ask her birthday on her half birthday?
Exactly.
What are the
chances? I wouldn't have brought it up.
What are the chances?
I feel like that was in the holster.
I feel like you would have worked it in at some point today.
Honestly, no. I always remember my birthday because it's All Saints Day, and so we used to have to dress up as saints.
Well, your birthday is not All Saints Day. Your half
birthday. My half birthday.
I always remember my birthday, too.
Great question, Lewis. What is a half birthday?
A half birthday is halfway between your birthday and your next birthday.
Right.
It's something you do for infants to celebrate them not dying within 6 months.
Does it deserve a day, your half birthday? I mean... Or a half day?
We should put you on a mat like a bunch of parents do for their kids at 6 months.
Yeah, and then you put your feet in the cake, and then it's like, oh my God, look at this little idiot doesn't know how to eat.
I brought in treats for my half birthday, and you guys all seem to be very upset about it.
You should have only brought in half muffins today.
I'm going to find a quilt.
Well, they are mini muffins, Billy.
Ah.
Do you guys celebrate half birthdays with your kids? Is that a thing these days? No?
Well, with kids, some people do that, and it's...
Really?
Yeah, and then you get invited.
So his second birthday?
Too much.
You invite me to a half birthday and see what happens. Okay?
I get invited to a half birthday.
I'm coming to your full birthday.
My wife talked me out of me cutting the present in half because I go, I'm going to give the kid half the present now and half the present later. And she's like, you are not going to do that and you don't need to go anymore.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.